Janir says she was solicited for sex by a manager shortly after being hired. Calls to superiors were met with silence. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some isolated storms early, then gradually clearing skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 42. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 76. Tuesday night, mostly clear at 48. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 57.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. I'm Rick Everett. Authorities say four people died after a semi collided with a minivan in western Kansas while trying to pass another truck. The Wichita Eagle reports the crash happened Saturday around 8 o'clock on U.S. Highway 50 east of Dodge City. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the semi was trying to pass another semi-trailer truck when it crossed the center line and struck a Chrysler minivan head-on. The Douglas County Sheriff is being investigated for helping his mother to obtain a ballot to vote even though she may live in another country, but his actions may not violate Kansas law. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Kansas Secretary of State's office is looking into Sheriff Kevin McGovern's actions, but this might be allowed under the state's broad definition of residency. And today is President's Day, so many federal and state offices close today, as well as some municipal facilities. Mid-America Network News.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for $21.95 and earn 150 O'Rewards points. Protect your engine with Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network. New legislation introduced into the Senate last week would enforce the proper labeling of imitation dairy products, drawing a positive response from the International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation. The organizations both said in statements that proper steps need to be taken to defend the integrity of current federal food labeling standards, preventing the misbranding of what they call dairy imitators. A MilkBusiness.com article says Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin introduced the Dairy Pride Act with the goal of protecting food labeling standards, requiring the Food and Drug Administration to enforce the requirements. National Milk Producers President Jim Mulhern says in the past, the FDA has turned a blind eye to a federal law that says milk comes from animals and not from vegetables or nuts. Market information, Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska lawmakers will consider two vastly different approaches to payday lending, a practice opponents say targets minority communities with predatory loans. One bipartisan measure would cap interest rates and fees, while the other would create a new type of loan that could cost more in interest. The historic Grand Theater in downtown Norfolk is up for sale, bringing disappointment to those who tried to restore the landmark for the past 12 years. The Norfolk Daily News reports the property is listed for $200,000. The former theater was built in 1920. It was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2013. The Norfolk Community Theater was unable to raise the millions of dollars needed for improvements. And the Ag Department ready to survey farmers about what they're planning to grow this year. USDA will survey about 84,000 farmers nationwide about their plans. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. A letter will be sent to the North Central Regional Planning Commission advising that Marshall County will no longer be a member after 2017. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday voted to require all township treasurers to execute a $5,000 professional surety bond prior to taking office pursuant to state law. It's expected townships will pay the bond cost. Commissioners clarified they believe township signs remain a county responsibility at the request of the Road and Bridge Supervisor. Commissioners were to meet with an engineering representative and the Environmental Sciences Director of County Landfill Thursday. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete meeting minutes are on our website and our Facebook page. County offices and courthouses will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Commissioners will meet again Tuesday. Gage County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing Wednesday for input regarding application for a special use permit for locating two 30,000-gallon anhydrous tanks, along with scales and an outbuilding, 5 miles west of Beatrice and 2 miles north of Ellis on 117th Road. A number of residents expressed concern with the possibility of a leak affecting adjacent residences, as well as traffic and road wear issues, and the potential of attracting thieves who use anhydrous in drug production. No decision was rendered. Earlier this year, the County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a special use permit, which will be considered by supervisors at their March 1st meeting. Work continues on wrapping up the Black Squirrel Project in Marysville. An interpretive site will be coordinated with a black squirrel located in the Marysville City Park. It will feature panels including facts and stories about the black squirrels, how they came to Marysville, and the celebration of the black squirrel as our local mascot. Local photos of black squirrels will also be incorporated into the interpretive site. Anyone with black squirrel photos willing to share is asked to contact Sharon Kessinger at 713-1047. 21 black squirrels have been decorated and located at various sites throughout the community. A map of all the locations is available at the Marysville Visitor Center. No lunch menu for the Marshall County senior citizens today, closed in observance of President's Day. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and peach cobbler. Check of a school and community calendar, FFA work auction at Marysville High tonight, 6:30. Junior High, North Central Kansas League basketball tournament at Fort Riley this week. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your KNDY weather-eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, for the start of the new work week, it does look like we do have a low-pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, in which we do have a chance for some rain showers, as well as storms along and ahead of the cold front, all across the southern through the central and northern parts of the Midwest for this Monday. This cold front will continue to push off towards the east as we head into tomorrow, with a high-pressure system that will follow overhead. It does look like we have another system that will move across the upper parts of the Midwest as we head towards Wednesday and into the end of the week. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Monday, isolated chance for some showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 42. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 76. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 48. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, temperatures at 75. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February, 46. Record high in the state, 77 in 1930. The average low, 25. The record low is 11 below zero in 1978. Sunset this evening at 6:05. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06. We had a brief shower earlier this morning, 57 degrees in Marysville. South winds 10 to around 15 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 20th of February. Observance of President's Day today. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Free your mind at the Marysville Public Library with Pushing the Limits. On February 27th at 5:30 p.m., experience a book club meets science discussion of When the Killing's Done by T.C. Boyle. Call the library to get your free book. Pushing the Limits is a reading, viewing, and discussion program for adults and communities served by rural libraries made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
Cousins is heading to the Big Easy. Hi everyone, I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. A major trade in the NBA on All-Star Night. Sources telling ESPN the Sacramento Kings have traded All-Star DeMarcus Cousins to the New Orleans Pelicans for Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, Langston Galloway, and future first and second round picks. In the NBA All-Star Game, a New Orleans All-Star stole the show.
Gordon Hayward's got it. Hayward driving, lob for Davis. He jams it home, and he's got the record.
On ESPN Radio, Davis was named MVP and finished with 52 points, breaking Wilt Chamberlain's previous record of 42. The Western Conference All-Stars beat the Eastern Conference All-Stars 192-182. In college hoops, 11th-ranked Wisconsin picked up a big victory.
Nigel down the lane, to the rim, thank you, have a nice day.
On the Wisconsin Badgers Sports Network, the Badgers topped 23rd-ranked Maryland 71-60. On the ice, a nice homecoming for Patrick Kane.
And now Panarin's got the puck. He'll work it around to the left point to a wide open Patrick Kane. Lane circle moves in front. Backhand, he scores! The magic hands of Patrick Kane!
On WGN Radio, Kane's 20th of the season helped the Blackhawks best the Sabres 5-1. Austin Matthews continues his great rookie season.
Swept around the boards to the near side. Here's Matthews in. Matthews going to the net! Hook scores! What a goal!
On Sportsnet 590, Matthews scored his 28th of the year. The Maple Leafs blanked the Hurricanes 4-0. And the Daytona 500 pole was won Sunday by the same driver as last year.
Chase through the tri-oval to the start-finish line. Checkered flag is out. And we look to see where his time will clock in. He'll go to the top. Chase Elliott is going to win the pole for the second year in a row for the Daytona 500.
On the Motor Racing Network, it's also the third year in a row that the 24 car has won the pole for the 500. Elliott twice and Jeff Gordon 3 years ago. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. How much did farm gate production value play a role in the total number of U.S. farm and land in farms in 2016? Rod Bain has the answer.
Both the total number of farms and land in farms in the U.S. were down in 2016, according to USDA's annual look at these subjects. But as Joe Parsons of the Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service points out,
one of the things that we did see in the number of farms, and I don't think this would be a large surprise, is that between 2015 and 2016, across all commodity classes, there was some decrease in the value of farm gate production. And so what we see is that for the larger size groups in terms of value of sales, we actually lost a few farms. We lost 200 farms in those above $1 million farm value of sales, and another 500 farms in those between $500,000 and $1 million in sales.
Parsons says, in other words, the shifts among sales class categories in U.S. farms was due to the value of production, not necessarily a change in the farms themselves.
Because we picked up farms in the sort of medium-sized category between $250,000 and about $500,000 in sales.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Well, Mexico is turning its attention to South America, given uncertainty over U.S. President Trump's trade policies. Mexico's agricultural minister last week announced he would lead a business delegation to Argentina and Brazil to explore buying yellow corn from the two nations. The trip was attributed to an effort to consider lessening Mexico's dependence on the U.S., according to Reuters. Exact dates yet to be set, but Mexico confirms the trip will happen within the next 20 days. Mexico could explore quotas and changing the tariff regime for imports from South America if needed. The announcement follows a threat to retaliate against the U.S. by a Mexican senator who is considering legislation to direct the country not to buy corn from the U.S. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. This is National FFA Week. It is February 18th through the 25th. And FFA chapters all across the United States will mark National FFA Week over the coming days in several different ways. There are several different activities and gatherings. FFA advisor Leon Bushdecker says that the organization is not only celebrating FFA Week, but the 100th anniversary of the Smith-Hughes Act, which designed federal funds and designated federal funds to fund education about agriculture.
It's an opportunity for students to not only create some awareness of what career opportunities there are in agriculture, but help students start down that pathway to a career in agriculture. You know, more than 300 plus careers, ag-related careers, are available to students, and it's just a matter of figuring out what meets the needs of that student. And then what type of post-secondary training is required.
And Bushdecker says one of the agriculture careers that is currently in high demand is that of agricultural educator.
The heart of the agriculture program is that agriculture teacher, and we need, you know, quality individuals that want to make that lifelong commitment to being an agricultural educator. We need our best and brightest going into the profession. I think the biggest challenge that we find in ag education is that skill set that makes for an outstanding agricultural educator is also the same skill set that business and industry is looking for to make good employees, whether it be agribusiness or agriscience.
Mid-America Ag Network saluting FFA members and advisors this week, National FFA Week. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Shield Ag has been manufacturing and distributing innovative farm products for more than 70 years in Hutchinson, Kansas. Our complete product line is available throughout the Midwest and worldwide at over 2,000 distributor and dealer locations. And with AcroPlant, Shield Ag conveyors, Milo Guards, Crop Savers, and Arrow Cornhead conversions, Shield Ag has farming covered from bag to bin. Shield Agriculture Equipment, straight from the heartland. Visit us at shieldag.com.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. It's that time of the year when we hear a lot of state of speeches, the State of the Union. Not this year, I don't think, because typically we don't have those for presidents who have just been elected. But there are other types of state of speeches and interviews. And coming up, the state of the cattle industry after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
So what is the state of the cattle industry? Let's bring in Randy Block of Cattle Facts. He's the CEO, and a shout out to my home roots of Eastern Colorado. He's part of the famous Block family, that's spelled B-L-A-C-H, of Yuma, Colorado. Cattle Facts is an information service that's been around since the 1990s. So Randy, what is the state of the cattle industry right now?
Well, I would say where we are right now, it's not a big surprise with the growth we've seen in inventory numbers. We expected we'd see the cow herd up another nearly million head, and we saw the USDA inventory numbers come out yesterday, and those numbers pretty much spot on, just on top of 31 million beef cows now. So 2 million head off our low. We're restocking a lot of these countries that were droughted out earlier in the decade, so I would say we're pretty much on target relative to the expansion in the industry.
There's been quite a barrage of government numbers coming out, including a bunch about cold storage, which Randy talks about.
Yeah, there's been a lot of product in cold storage in here as we look at it. And of course, the beef stocks have increased, but some of that's seasonal as we gear up and need to have more of that product in cold storage as we go through a seasonal decline in harvest levels here going through the spring. So a lot of those cold storage numbers will be depleted as we work on into the spring, and I'm not overly worried about them because we just don't have the numbers to harvest in here over the next 60 to 90 days.
And Randy Block talks about how current the market is right now.
You know, if I were to look at our data over the last 3 years, I would say our industry is as current today as we've been any time since 2000 and early 2014, the first half of 2014. We've actually been pulling cattle ahead from 1 month into the prior month for five straight months. So that's been a very positive situation to see the cattle feeding segment of the industry regain a little bit of leverage and bargaining position, because we just had too many cattle on the front end of the market for months and months and months.
Randy Block, the CEO of Cattle Facts, CattleFax.com. Back after this.
Sealed bids are being accepted for 80 acres Nemaha County farmland located southeast of Corning for the family of Galen L. Dieters. Property contains 49 acres, more or less non-irrigated cropland, with a balance in pasture with good water. For inspection, information, or bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Renegar Law Offices in Marysville or Seneca. Additional information, including maps, aerial photo, and bid process, online at sealedbidauction.net. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Deadline for submitting bids is 3 p.m. Friday, February 24th. Again, for details, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Renegar, or go online to sealedbidauction.net.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at the Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings for the sale today: 20 black steers and heifers weigh 650 to 7, 70 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7, 37 black steers never 6 to 7, 16 weighing in at 550 to 750, 50 weigh 6 to 750, 27 black and red steers 650 to 750, 10 black steers never 550, 30 black and red steers never 5 to 575, 62 black steers never 500 pounds, 100 black steers 750 to 875, $200. Black, black and white fay, Charley, Angus cross, steers, Neffers, $650 to $850. 56 black steers, Neffers, 8 to 9. 17 black steers, Neffers, 650 to 750. 17 weighing in at 750 to 8. 20 black heifers, 7 to 750. 7 red heifers, 7 to 7 and a quarter. 20 black, black and white face steers, Neffers, 7 to 8. 12 weighing in at 750. And 6 black steers, 6 to 650. Those early consignments online at Beatrice77.net. Sale every Monday at Beatrice77 Livestock Sales. A machinery auction is planned Friday, February 24th, beginning at 9 a.m. for Mike and Susie Wilson. Selling tractors to include a 2007 John Deere 8430, a 96 Ford New Holland 8970, an IHC Farmall 756 diesel tractor, trucks and trailers to include a 2000, a Peterbilt semi-trailer, grain trailer, also a 1976 IHC 900 truck. They'll also be selling a combine, a 1996 Case IH 2166, flex head, grain head, and corn head, two-header trailers, farm equipment, cattle equipment, tools, and collectibles. This machinery auction starts promptly at 9 a.m. Friday, February 24th at the farm, 370 Jayhawk Road, Marysville. Sale conducted by Raymond Bott Realty and Auction. It's 7:30 from KNDY, brief shower overnight. 57 here at the studios this morning, which would be a good 10 degrees above seasonal highs and will likely top around 67 today. 70s in store Tuesday and Wednesday this week.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good President's Day. I'm Rick Everett. Landon Lucas made two free throws with 11 seconds left, and number three Kansas grabbed a stranglehold on the Big 12 race with a 67-65 victory at number four Baylor on Saturday. The Jayhawks, now 24-3, 12-2 in conference play, have a three-game lead in the Big 12 standings over Baylor with four games to play. With one more win, Kansas will match the UCLA teams of the 1960s and 70s by winning its 13th consecutive conference championship. D.J. Johnson tipped in a miss by Camus Stokes with 1.6 seconds left, then made a free throw to send Kansas State to a 64